the KISS 92.5 studios in Toronto, Canada.
Are you ready?
Ladies and gentlemen.
This is Roz.
Yes.
And Mocha.
It's Roz and Mocha. What's going on?
Hey, guys. This is Bruno Mars.
This is Selena Gomez.
The Chainsmokers.
Lady Gaga.
Calvin Harris.
Celestia Carr.
This is Ed Sheeran.
You're listening to my boys, Roz and Mocha.
Roz and Mocha.
My boys, Roz and Mocha.
The Roz and Mocha Show.
Between Roz and Mocha, who is your favorite?
Roz.
Mocha.
Roz. I think Mocha.
You guys are so funny, man.
Congratulations, Lisa! Wow!
You just won $1,000.
That is amazing. Y'all just made my entire morning. Keep it up.
You guys are awesome, man.
This is the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Roz and Mocha's DM Deep Dive. You wouldn't say that to your mama. So why us?
Here we go. DM Deep Dive time.
Shem, what do we got in the DMs today?
Victoria wants to know, what is the worst Christmas present that you've ever received from your partner?
Oh.
I love everything my wife gave me throughout all of our Christmases together.
What a great answer.
I don't actually know if I have anything on there. I mean, there's things that I don't like, and I've said that I don't like, and then, but Catherine either A, doesn't listen, or two, she secretly still wishes that I did like things. Mm-hmm. I don't like lattes. When Catherine and I first met 17 years ago, I had a few lattes. We would drink lattes together. We would go to Starbucks and get a latte. I've never really liked a latte. I don't like a ton of foam and stuff, everything else. To this day, Catherine will still come home and be like, here, I got you a latte. Aww. And every single time, I'm like, babe, I don't like lattes. Like, I can't stress this enough.
Yeah.
And she's like, you used to love them. And I'm like, again, we're having this conversation. I haven't had a latte in 15 years. I don't like it. Too much milk, too much foam. So Catherine also has this thing of where she thinks I look great in blue.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Yeah.
And so for Christmas, if she gets me like a shirt or a sweater or whatever it is, she will always try and like introduce blue.
Yeah.
Right? I don't wear blue. Uh-huh. I don't like blue in my regular life. Blue suits look great on television. Me, blue in my regular life, I've never put a blue t-shirt on.
Yeah.
If you go to my closet, my drawers right now, you can go through the last 15 Christmases because Catherine buys me something blue. And I've never once worn it.
She's like, this is going to be the year.
Yes. Right?
I don't have anything that Jenna has given me that I don't like, or I'm like disappointed in, or like bummed out, because she knows me really well.
Yeah.
And she gets me stuff that like I would never have thought to get.
No.
At all. But because she knows me and figures I would like it, I end up loving it.
I'm also very difficult to buy for.
Yeah. Big
right?
time.
Like very difficult to buy for. I bought Catherine a pair of leather panties one time.
Leather.
Yeah.
And?
I don't know where I was, but I found leather panties and I thought that that would be hot. I thought that,
that
she would be into
sweaty.
It. This is the very beginning of like maybe our first Christmas together, right?
Yeah.
When like really all you were doing was other stuff, right? And I remember I bought her leather panties and they were sort of like weird high-waisted leather panties. Like, I don't even know what I was thinking.
Did she
right?
wear them?
Hell no.
She didn't even try
once.
Them on like privately
no,
to
no.
be like, here's what it
is. And if she did, she never tried them on around me. I never saw those leather panties.
Yeah, uncomfortable.
Yeah, like. Just and like leather, not like fake leather, leather
with like straps.
No, just like they were regular, it was a regular thong, but only leather. So she never wore that. So that makes up for all the lattes and blue shirts.
So I figure, damn it, Maury in the condo all the time. Right?
I'm the worst gift. Don't forget, I gave Matthew for Christmas a replica of the George Michael jacket
that he threw in the garbage, right?
From the Faith music video, right?
Yeah,
that he got rid of. Has he ever given you anything that you were like,
he's the best
up?
Gift giver?
Yeah,
he's fantastic.
Oh, that sucks when one person is terrible. Damn. Shem,
I don't have a partner.
No, but come on now. You had one at one time.
Right.
Let's remind everybody of that.
God, I'm not the greatest at getting gifts. I would say the worst that I've ever received was like, the lower version of a PlayStation. So like PlayStation 2 came out and I got PlayStation 1.
Oh.
And that was not cool.
That hurts.
That
right?
hurts. Yeah,
That's like you don't know me and you don't know the world.
At all.
Right?
At all. Yeah,
oh
worse.
Man, you can't have the guys come over.
play PlayStation 1.
Don't bring your memory card.
Oh. Was there a PlayStation 1?
Yes, it was just PlayStation.
Okay.
Yeah.
What else we got today, Sham?
Marty says, hey, I heard the convo about Maury wanting drums. I have a gently used set of high-quality drums he can have for any price he wants. We love him and his stories. We talk about him weekly at our family dinners. We'd be honored for him to get these drums.
But hold on. It's not me taking the drums. It was supposed to be a gift from Roz and Mocha, right?
Like, because we were talking about on one of the other DM deep dives, Maury said that he's always wanted to learn how to play drums.
That's what it was.
Right?
Yes,
and we
said that you and I would
pitch in and get him a drum set.
Matthew would just drive Matthew nuts.
So what? This person said that they want to offer up a set of drums?
Yep. They gave me their social media handle and everything to connect with Maury. So Maury, if you want some drums.
But that can't be the, like, if Razumoka gave me that, that can't be the only gift.
Why not?
It's a drum set, man.
Selfish
SOB.
Wow. Oh my God.
What would Matthew do if you moved the sofa in the living room down to the storage locker in the parking garage and put drums there?
I would be down in the storage locker with the couch.
Thank you for all of your DMs. We talk about them every day, so keep them coming in. Thanks, Shem.
Yeah, man.
Roz and Mocha's DM deep dive. Things get weird in 3, 2, 1.
DM deep dive time. One of my favorite parts of the entire day on the Roz and Mocha Show.
Now, normally we would say, Shem, what do we have in the DMs today? But I have to. There's controversy in the DMs.
Oh.
And I can't wait to address this any longer. So somebody had sent me a clip and they were like, hey, you guys got to talk about this on the show. And it was a TikTok clip. This is one of two things they sent me.
Okay.
They sent me a clip of this woman who works in a urology office.
Okay.
Talking about dudes.
Yeah.
The second thing they sent me is going to shock you. So first, let's play. This is a clip. Basically, what she's saying, it's hard to hear. She's saying that guys come in, and when they get naked on the examination table, they stand up sometimes, and there's like a shastreak, like a poo stain.
Oh, no.
On the table. So here's the clip. Here's the clip. Listen to this.
I worked for a urology clinic for 2 years, and if you don't know what urology is in the world of medicine, it's basically like the OBGYN for men. Like, all men will go there at some point in their life. So in the same breath, they do a lot of exams involving your butt, okay? I would come in and just ask them to get undressed because I'm preparing you for the exam. I'm not necessarily doing the exam. I'm not going to be in the room for the exam most of the time.
First of all, I could not imagine going to a doctor's office and listening to this. You know what I'm saying, right?
Yeah. Like,
okay.
Yo, send me all this in a document, please.
My
email
God.
Me.
Okay, anyway, here we go. Listen.
So I tell them to get undressed, and then sometimes I would be like, oh, sorry, you need to stand up one more time. I have to, like, maybe give you a shot in the butt or something. And so often, I'm talking 7 times out of 10, when they stand up, and remember, nothing has happened yet. I've just simply had them get undressed, sit down, and rise. When they sit down and they stand back up, there is a poop stain on the bed. So not only are they not washing their butt, but they are simply not even wiping in between. They're just sitting down and standing up, and there's stain. And I've told so many people about this, like, it is a literal syndrome.
Okay. Oh, so that's the first thing that they sent, right? That's the first thing that they sent.
Okay.
Which was the woman who works, talks very fast, who works in the urology office, where guys come in, they get naked, and then when they have to stand up, they leave a shastreak, a poo stain on the table. Okay. The second thing, the shocking thing that this woman sent me was a DM back and forth conversation that she had with Shem.
Oh.
I'm so confused.
Okay. So she wrote this. She sent this same video to me and to Shem.
And then
she screen grabbed the conversation with Shem.
Okay.
So she said, Shem, this needs to be talked about on the show with the link. Shem wrote back, said, Lord have mercy, men ain't washing their ass. And then she wrote back and said, 7 out of 10. And then unprovoked, Shem says, Roz is likely one of those.
Oh.
Facts, though, right?
Unprovoked.
I'm so glad we were talking about this.
Unprovoked.
Under the bus.
And then she says exactly who I thought about but didn't want to say.
Well, you see, I just said it for her.
Unprovoked.
So more than one. So the reason why this woman sent you the original clip, though, was in her mind, she was like, yeah, this is probably Roz.
No, she sent it to me being like, hey, you guys should play this. It would be funny.
No, I know, but at the same time,
she was sending it to us.
Yes.
Wanting to get it on the show, right? And then Shem was like, unprovoked, says, Roz is likely one of those.
Yeah, to talk about your nasty ass.
Please.
That's why she brought it in the first place.
Please.
She brought it up on the show. She wanted it, like Mocha said, she brought it up because she wanted us to talk about it on the show.
Who brought me up?
Well, I did.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So. Unprovoked, Shem drags me into this nonsense.
Well,
unprovoked.
Do you clean your butt?
Of course I do. When have I ever gave the impression that I don't clean my butt?
Well, you said you don't. There's many things you don't clean.
I was gonna say,
I said I don't wash my knees. Because all you freaks are down there scrubbing your knees.
And face. Yeah.
Like
and face.
Weirdos.
And face.
Right?
And butt.
Unprovoked. So, Shem, you have option one and option two right now. Option one is you apologize.
Okay.
Option two is you come in here right now, lie on the floor. I sit on you with my bare ass and see if I leave a stain.
Yo, if it's option two, I'm out.
Right?
Yo.
Those are your two options. You have two and two only.
You must be out your damn mind if you think I'm going to put your bare ass on me.
Then if that's your version of an apology, apology accepted.
You know what? I actually don't think we have any time to go through any more DMs.
It always feels good to right a wrong.
Anyway, keep the DMs coming in because we do eventually talk about them on the show every day.
Roz and Mocha's DM Deep Dive.
DM time, y'all.
Anytime you write us, all those DMs get filtered through and they're heading to Shem. Shem, what do we got in the DMs today?
Jackson wants to know, is there anything that you guys collect?
No, you're not a collector.
No.
Of anything.
Am I a collector? No, I don't have like a collection of something that I'm sort of like precious about.
Okay, hold on. Yeah, you do.
What?
How many lawnmowers you own?
Five.
he collects lawnmowers?
No, I'm an owner, not a collector. If I collected them, I don't think I would use them.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't have tchotchkes. Like, I don't have knickknacks. I don't collect things like vintage whatever.
Yeah, you're not on
right?
the hunt for.
No, I ain't got time for that kind of stuff. Yeah. So, I'm not
a collector.
I think
out of everyone in this room, Dammit Maury really is the only collector because stamps, right?
Stamps and Hard Rock Cafe shot glasses.
That's right.
When's the last time you got a Hard Rock Cafe shot glass?
Family goes when they travel, they get them for
Are there still Hard Rock Cafes?
Oh, yeah, everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They do, huh?
Yes.
Did I
Nashville,
ever bring one for
there's
you?
One in Niagara Falls. They're everywhere.
When I went to Florida?
Yeah, yeah.
I did, right?
And I even have some from the ones when they shut down. Like, I have one from Jerusalem. There's none in Jerusalem anymore.
There's no Hard Rock. They're not rocking hard in Jerusalem anymore?
No, it's shut
Man,
down.
Man, that's not cool.
How many do you own?
Oh, there is 60, 65?
Wow.
Matthew hates them.
Are they displayed in the
yes,
condo?
And
they
he wants
are.
Nothing
Where?
To do
Where
with
are
it.
They? Where are they?
They're in the den.
Oh, man. Along with everything else that you collect?
Yeah, like behind glass.
Because anytime we ask you, like, where is that thing that you bought, right?
Oh,
you always say the den.
What does that den look like?
Yeah, so you know can you mean? Go through
it?
Like an antique shop, I bet.
No, it just must be the most
or
ugly.
Or pawn shop.
Like,
pawn shop.
Yeah, pawn shop. Yeah. Cluttered,
well,
ugliness.
Next to the Hard Rock Cafe shot glasses is Andy Warhol, like, first edition of his books, and they smell god-awful.
Okay, what else you got in there? What about that jar of teeth that you bought on eBay once?
That is in a drawer somewhere.
Okay, yeah, I know.
And there's, like, comic books. Like, I have the full set of the Ren and Stimpy comic books for some reason.
Yeah. Which are worth what? Less than they were when you bought them, right?
Well, because I feel like, what if one day somebody from that show dies and then everybody wants
They're
these?
They're not going to be worth anything.
I don't know.
Your Ren and Stimpy
what?
Comic books
The
are
voice
never
of Stimpy dies
worth.
And you but, think it's going to be worth millions?
But that's, next to that is Matthew's collection of concert reviews from The Sun. The
really?
Newspaper.
For the newspaper?
Yeah.
Matthew collects what?
Concert review. Jane Stevenson's concert reviews from the Toronto Sun.
Only Jane Stevenson?
Yeah. And one day she came over and he laid them all out and displayed them for her when she was at the house. Because she had to come over and use the internet.
I remember you told us that story once.
Oh my God. That's like stalker behavior.
Yeah.
Right?
I own like a lot of sneakers and hats, but like I don't go collecting. I'm not a collector. I can't think of anything that... that I can claim as being collectible. Shem, what about you?
I mean, aside from phone numbers, that's about it.
Oh, you lie.
Okay.
You lie.
What does Shem
Shem used to collect Soap Opera Digest.
Used to.
Yeah,
yes.
Not
Soap
anymore.
Digest,
but only
yeah.
because they don't make that anymore, right?
No, I just stopped watching soaps.
Oh,
yeah.
Right,
yeah,
do
you still
right,
have
right,
the collection?
Right. I do not. No, I tossed them out.
What happened to... I mean, I used to have nudie mags, but that wasn't really a collection.
No, that's owning.
Right.
Wow. I think this would be a good time to move on.
Maury's got all the answers.
I know. So quick.
Well, because if it was a collection, you wouldn't use them.
They're for therapy.
Next DM, please.
My therapist.
Shem.
Katie asks, what is the best date you've ever been on and what made it so special?
It was definitely one with Catherine, for sure.
Yeah.
That's all I'm going to say. We used to go to this spot not too far from the radio station when we first started dating. And we used to go and have tuna melts at like 1 o'clock in the morning. Ooh. And it was really delicious. Like, we sort of did that. But I think, like, our first date, like, our first date where she, like, we went to a place out in public, she wore a tube top and she had a brand new nipple ring. I remember that. That was a great date because it started to get cold, you know what I'm saying?
Ah, yeah.
So we had
sorry,
like,
for that reaction. I know she's...
Yeah, I know.
Well, if it's
I know
a new ring,
your,
was it heels?
I know she's your fiance. Yeah. And I'm married.
I know. Mocha's so. Like, I was like, she had a brand new tube top and a nipple ring. And Mocha's like, oh, yeah. That's super weird, man.
Sorry, man.
Okay, bro, don't do that.
That's I apologize, kinda, Catherine and Jenna.
Okay. Now say something sexy about Jenna. Okay, and let me react.
No, do it.
Damn it, Maury.
Oh, gosh. Matthew, I remember our very first date where we were going for cashew nut chicken, and he came over, but I wasn't ready. I was still in the shower, and I just left the door open for him, and, like, he came in, and we never made it for cashew nut chicken. We watched Big Brother at home.
And?
Oh, I thought that's where you're going to be like, oh.
No.
So Matthew came over, and y'all watched TV.
Yeah, honestly, I would have gone for the cashew nut chicken. If you gave me the option to watch you shower, then watch television with you, I'm going cashew nut chicken all day.
And Matthew all didn't even day. Watch you shower.
No, he was disgusted by my apartment at the time because it had autographed celebrity pictures all over the walls and two cats roaming around.
Oh, like a New York deli.
Yeah. You're so Chef? Weird. Oh, my God. I mean, how do you top that? Because you're still going on first dates.
Yeah, I'm going to date in a minute. You know, I recently went to this sushi spot and with a girl, and we just had really good. We talked for like 3 hours. Yeah, it was one of That's the best dates I've been on because I had known her for a little while, mm-hmm. and I got to know her even more. And we talked for 3 hours. Then we went to get gelato, and we just walked. Spent like 5 hours together. Aww. It was awesome.
Photo work didn't happen.
I will. Of what? The gelato?
Maury, why do you care, Maury?
Like, I'm happy for Shem. I want to like
you. You think he's lying? Like,
favorite date, yeah. most memorable yeah, with Jenna. Uh-huh. It was very early on in our relationship, and we went to watch our first movie together was The Lincoln Lawyer.
Good movie.
With Matthew McConaughey.
Wow.
And then right after, went back to her place. At the time, she was still living at her mom's house.
Oh.
Right? No, and here's how I know this girl, like, loved me.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Again, very early on in our relationship.
Mm-hmm. What'd she do?
Ordered.
Yeah.
WrestleMania.
Oh.
Wow.
On that Sunday.
Wow.
Right?
Wow. That's the kind of thing you do on a first date and never again. Right? You know what I mean?
Because I was like, oh, man, I was so hyped for WrestleMania, but, like, I still wanted to hang out with her, and we still did, like, you know, the boyfriend-girlfriend stuff, yep. went to the movies, hung out, got yep. something to eat, and then afterwards, she was like, you know you were really into watching WrestleMania, and so let's just watch it here.
Yeah, that's a one-time and one-time only. That's like when you first started dating somebody, and the girl would, like, talk to her girlfriends and go, oh, my God, no, like, he's super great. Like, he got me Lilifair tickets. That's happening once. That's happening one time and one time only.
Yeah, because like, every WrestleMania after that, it's been solo.
Yes.
Thank you for all of your DMs. Keep coming in. We talk about them every day.
Roz and Mocha's DM Deep Dive. When you have nothing to say, why do you always say it to us?
Here we go. DM Deep Dive time.
Shem, what do we got in the DMs today?
Heavy question from Alex. Alex wants to know, have you guys ever experienced bullying growing up, or were you ever the bully going through a lot of that at school right now and just wanted to know how you overcame it? Thanks, big fan of the show.
Mm. Yeah, see, when I was growing up, there was no such thing as like bullying, right? Like it was, I'm not saying it didn't happen. Mm. There was
it wasn't
just,
like labeled though.
There was no label on it, and there was no infrastructure to deal with it, right? Like I remember one of the stories I told in my book is when I was in junior high, and there was one kid in our grade who was little, like he was so much smaller than all the other kids. And there was a kid in a grade above us who really wanted to beat this guy's ass. Mm-hmm. Like really, really wanted. It was over a girl or something stupid or whatever it was. And a teacher found out. And instead of like bringing the bully and the fight to the principal's attention or getting parents involved or anything like that, what this teacher did is he went to me and this other kid who I was in class with who were big, And he basically looked at us and said, I know that there's going to be a fight, and I know that so-and-so wants to kick this guy's ass. You guys can't let that happen. Yeah. He left it in, he put us in charge of the whole situation.
Like jailhouse rules almost.
Yes, yeah, yes.
Yeah, yeah. Like
we,
you guys.
Yes, like we had to be the protectors. Like yeah. That's sort of what happened, right? Mm-hmm. Like there was, you know, like yes, kids got bullied, like brutally did they get bullied. But there was never really a mechanism to sort of deal with it. Like you were very much told by everybody involved that either stand up for yourself or suck it up. Yeah. And so that's usually was the outcome, was somebody either stood up for themselves or they just sucked it up. And that's option one and option two. And that's really what it was like when I was growing up.
Yeah. I got bullied a lot.
Yeah.
I got into like a lot of disagreements, arguments, picked on. But it was the same thing where, sure, a teacher may talk to you.
Yeah.
Everything okay? Yeah, okay. Kind of basically suck it up.
Yeah.
Right? Just get over it. Ignore that person. But, like, I can't even tell you the amount of stories all throughout elementary school, a couple times in high school. But, you know, it's just the old school mentality of, oh, kids will be kids and they'll just figure it out.
Yep. And the same thing when guys used to bully girls. You know, yeah. Parents, the teachers would look at the girl and go, oh, he just likes you. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like yeah. How messed up
it's
is that?
It's way different now. And there are structures and
yes.
There are protocol and things that adults and yeah. Teachers and educators do to kind of to deal with those situations.
Were you bullied, Maury?
I was just thinking about that and I'm like, I don't know. Because when I went to school, kids were calling me names and stuff, but I didn't know if that was bullying mm-hmm. at the time.
What do you mean?
Like I was made fun of. You know, called the F word and stuff like that.
The F word? Oh, yeah, okay, I got you.
Yeah, but I didn't, but at the time I didn't know if they were just being silly or whatever. I didn't feel like bullying.
Yeah. Right.
But looking back from now, I'm like, okay, I guess that was.
I mean, I would say that when you're a young kid and people are calling you the other, you're very much being bullied. Mm-hmm.
Sure, but at the time I would have just been like, ha, like I didn't know.
You thought you were in on the, kind of thing,
yeah.
Right? Yeah, and that happens too. You're right. That happens too, which is, you know, kids would sort of, you know, become extreme self-deprecators.
Yeah.
Where they would sort of, you know, they would give it to themselves as hard as any of the bullies. Would, right? So they would mm-hmm. sort of take on the persona and, you know, and own it, mm-hmm. right? So very much so, Maury. That's definitely a problem.
Shem?
Yeah, I had a pretty bad case of bullying in grade 10. So I went to a different school from all my friends in grade 10. My junior high went from 7 to 9, which is a little bit strange, I know. Mm-hmm. So I went to a new school in grade 10. And in that school, it was an art school, it was shocking how much I was picked on. I was picked on primarily for the color of my skin, mm-hmm. got called a bunch of racist things, was beat up daily. It got so bad that in February of the school year, an incident happened. I won't sort of share that because it's pretty graphic, mm-hmm. But it caused me to leave the school. Wow. So I had to finish out school at home for the rest of the year, and then I eventually moved schools in grade 11 and for grade 11 and 12. But it was rough, yeah. Wow. Very, very rough.
So to answer the question again was,
Have you guys ever been bullied, or have you been the bully?
Yeah, I think I've never been the bully, mm-hmm. And I think that is no parent wants to get a call saying that their kid at school is being bullied, right? Mm-hmm. No parent ever wants to get that call. But I think a worse call, honestly, would be one where the school called and said that your kid is the bully.
Yeah, because as the parent, you're like, how did this happen?
Yeah.
No signs of it at home.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? Completely
that's,
different
that's
person.
Sort of, that's sort of what home. You, before you have a kid, you worry that your kid is going to get bullied. After you have a kid, you sort of are like, my God, what would I do if they were the bully? Like, yeah. Like, how do you handle that? That's a very difficult thing to navigate.
Can we do like one more super quick? If we have a comment, Shem, or
yeah,
something like a little bit lighter to end off the DM deep dive on a high note.
That's perfect. From Lily. Lily says, thanks for another great year, guys. Your podcast never fails to put a smile on my face. Thank you for all that you do.
Oh, I love you, Lance. Lily, thank you for that comment. Thank you for that DM. Thank you, everyone, for all of your DMs. Keep them coming in because we talk about them every day.
Roz and Mocha's DM deep dive.
Happy Friday. Time to get into the DMs.
Shem, what do we got in the DMs today? What do people want to know?
Okay, someone says, all right, I got to discuss this with you guys. Our family goes to a mall hoping to get a visit with Santa. Mm-hmm. We've always gone there, and honestly, it's been one of the best Santa displays in the city. Mm-hmm. Anyways, no more drop-in visits for Santa. Everything is by appointment, and it's not free either. Every visit is a paid visit, so you're getting a photo, even if you didn't want one, but who doesn't want one? It's $25 at the minimum. I'm just venting because Santa is supposed to be able to see kids regardless of being able to pay to see him or not. It's upsetting to see them go this route. Yes, I did speak with the staff and the mall and confirmed that it's all paid appointments now. What's your take on this? I think this mall has gone a tad too far.
I agree. I think that, I mean, listen, if you're going to get a picture, like you have to pay for the picture. There's a photographer there. Like there's like there's staff and everything else,
and
right?
Presumably anybody standing in that line, you're waiting to get a picture. You're not waiting in a long ass line to go and talk to Santa and then just bounce without a photo.
Because I think that I don't agree with that the only way to see Santa is to pay. I agree that kids who, you know, don't show up with money should be able to see Santa, right? Mm. I don't think that that is a pay to play kind of thing. But the problem is that everybody has incredible cameras on their phones now.
Yeah.
And if you don't pay for the picture, people are going to just go up and you're going to meet Santa and then your parents are just going to take the picture and then nobody's making any money, right? Yeah. I get it, but no, I don't know how to do it. And the whole thing, everything is appointment only now after COVID. Everything is appointment only, right? But no, I agree that like you should have to pay for the picture because you need to pay for things like that. But I don't think that it should be pay only to see Santa. So I don't know how you do it.
Might only be for that one particular mall because everywhere else, at least from what I've heard, it's not like what this person is describing.
And part,
right?
You know, lining up is part of it though, right? Like, isn't that part of going to the mall to see Santa?
God. Yeah, I know, but
just the lineup.
It's the worst.
It is the worst, but it's part of it.
I don't want any part of it.
You don't?
No. I will book an appointment in September to see Santa.
Okay. Right? I just think that when we leave everything up to, you know, sort of online, there's people who are looking after kids that don't know how to go on and book an appointment and do all that stuff. But you know what they do know how to do? They know how to take the bus to the mall.
Yeah.
Right? They know how to do that. And I think that you have to accommodate for those people as well.
Yeah, I agree. What else we got today, Sham?
Jake says, hey, Roz and Mocha, I know that you guys have done over 1,000 shows at least, but is there one show in particular that you or anyone on the team that really, really stands out to you? If so, which one and why?
Like one show? Whole show?
Yeah. Over the last 13 plus years?
Ooh.
I don't know. We've got like different variations of this question before. Like I always go back to the Royal Wedding. When it was the day that Kate and William were getting married, and then we were doing our own kind of royal wedding in here with an officiant.
You had a wedding dress on.
I had a wedding dress. You were wearing a sailor's.
No, I was dressed military.
Military. That's what it was.
Yeah, sailor.
Yeah. And things were starting to get a little too real with the words.
Yeah,
and
I know.
The officiating.
Yeah.
And I got very uncomfortable.
Yeah, that was a fun day for sure. Like I have moments that I love, but I don't know if I have like a whole. Do you have a whole show that stands out, Maury?
The all male dance party.
Oh, right.
Oh, that was when we were upstairs.
Yeah. We did an all-male dance party for our 500th show.
Yeah.
That's what
I got
was.
To pick the guy.
It was the Friday 500, right? And we did an all-male dance party where half the guys were in Speedos and then me and Mocha were in sailor suits. There's the sailor suit
that's
part.
That's what it was,
sailor suits. And there was just a lot of dudes in Speedos, and we cranked up the music and had like this weird, stupid dance party. Man, I don't even understand what the hell we were doing.
Yeah.
There was another show that I'll never forget because it took Catherine so long to forget about it, which is, do you remember when that company came out with male panties?
Oh, my God.
Omastair.
Yes.
Yes, thank you, Maury. Omastair. And didn't we try them on and then we had somebody come in and judge us?
No, can't say we.
Somebody.
Yeah.
We had a male and female model, like professional models who do this for a living.
Right.
Come in and like look at us.
Right. That's right. We put the male panties on and then we went in a secret room and modeled male panties for two models.
Can I tell you what was so embarrassing?
Yeah.
So that was during a time where I think Jen and I had just started dating or whatever. Anyway, we were like going out a lot to restaurants and eating a lot of food.
Yes.
And I wasn't working out as much.
Yeah.
When I put the panties on, I had to, in order to make it like look okay, even though I was sucking in my gut.
Yeah.
There were still like some hanging over. Yeah. So I had to do that move where I put my hand on my gut. I had to lift it up.
No, you didn't. No, you didn't.
In front of both models. It was so embarrassing.
So you,
not that my stomach was like hanging over that you couldn't see, but just to get like the full effect so you can see like the panty line and everything, so, like where everything lined up.
So
like,
Mocha's favorite moment was that time he had to lift up his stomach to show his panties off.
No. I didn't say favorite. Right? I said I remember that moment. Not favorite. Do you have an answer, Chef? You've been with the show for what, 5-6 years now?
6 years now, yeah. I think two shows stand out to me. I think the day we gave out a house was pretty big.
That was big.
That was really massive. That was exciting to be part of.
How did we not think of that? And we're sitting here talking about panties. I changed my answer.
Almost married each other.
I changed my answer. The day we gave away a house.
Time we gave away a house. Yeah. A whole house.
Yeah.
And then the other one for me was honestly more recently this past year. I was stressing the day that Roz was going to make his announcement. That whole day stressed me right out. Yeah. And back in April.
Because everybody thought that you were quitting.
Quick. Yeah. Right. Yeah. That's
stressed me out. I have another one.
What is that, more?
Roz was convinced that even blind people could feel his face and say that he was good looking. So we brought in blind people.
No.
To feel Roz's face.
No. Maury, you are so, I understand where you're going with this, and thank you for bringing it up. But no, there was a time where Mocha and I were arguing about who was better looking. Mm-hmm. And I got so pissed because Mocha said that he was better looking than I was. And I said, I'm so much more better looking than you that a blind person could tell that I was better looking than you. And so then Maury brought in like four blind people to feel my face and your face.
And they still said Ross.
And they still said me.
Something wrong with their hands. Yeah. Thank you for all of your DMs. I'm not like talking about this anymore. Appreciate it. Keep the DMs coming in. They go to Shim and we talk about them on the radio.
Thanks for listening to the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Catch the guys live.
Weekday mornings from 6 to 10.
On KISS 92.5.
KISS925.com.
Or download the KISS 92.5 app.